And welcome into Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming on YouTube, on Twitter, on Twitch, and the Game Nashville app as well. Hope you're having a great night. It's all brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Chase McCabe, and longtime Predators goaltender Chris Mason here with you tonight, and current Predators goaltender UC Saros also here with us in the first half of the show. And boys, let me take care of the news part for a second, because that is my job. As we all know that the Predators have several that are in the COVID-19 protocol, including forwards Mikael Granlund, Ryan Johansson, Matt Luff, Michael McCarron, and Phil Tomasino. Defenseman Ben Harper also joining them. And then members of the coaching staff, head coach John Hines, assistant coaches Dan Lambert and Todd Richards, and goaltending coach Ben Vanderklok. So not fun, but the world in which we live in right now. And so we will power through and have some fun talking with a couple of goalies tonight. Ellie Tolvanen is going to join us in the second half of the show. Juice, how you doing?
I'm all good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's good to see you and good to have you. And Mace, I know that you guys can probably swap a ton of stories, and that's what I'm excited about. But Juice, how have you felt that this year to this point for you personally has gone? Because obviously back to an 82-game schedule, and you're already at the quarter pole.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice to be back in a normal regular season again after the last year. But yeah, I think it's been good for us so far, and just been really excited to play with all these guys and excited to keep on building.
And I was going to ask you, Juice, like last year, obviously you went on an epic run, and that was kind of, you know, you've always been the goalie of the future, but that's kind of when you like took over. Was it easier coming into this season? I know you had to go through the contract negotiations and all that stuff, but you know, this is the first time that you're like, you're the guy, like, you know, you're playing opening night. You're going to play every night. I know what it's like when you're splitting with guys, or you're the backup, or you're the starter. It's a lot harder at the beginning of the season to get into the season, because you might play one game or every second game, or you don't play for 2 weeks. But this year you came out and you're good right from the start. Was it easier for you to prepare because you know you're playing every game?
I mean, yeah, it was a little bit different situation, and I was kind of wondering myself too how I'm gonna react. But I kind of came in open-minded and just tried to make every day count. And this year I was skating a little bit more in the summers than usual, just to make sure I really wanted to be ready right from the start. And yeah, it's been good so far.
I'm curious, you two have obviously been in these same situations, Mace, in your career. You were a backup, you became a starter. UC, obviously, you've been going through the same. Did you two talk at all? Did you ask Mace advice, or Mace, did you give advice since you've kind of both gone through this?
No, we didn't really talk about that thing, but I mean, that's kind of great thing about having Mace. He's always kind of been there supporting, even it doesn't matter what the situation is. So it's always awesome to see Mace on the road trips and at the rink. It kind of makes you feel warm and safe.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing about goalies I love, because unless you're a goalie, you don't understand. If you're not a goalie, you don't get it. So, you know, when I'd see him and Pex and we're having a couple beers or whatever, I see him around the rink and he's got his gear. Like, I love talking about gear. You know, I love especially all the new stuff. And I like to know like why certain goalies like certain things, or what kind of specs on their equipment, or just certain situations. Cause I feel on Juice, you know this too. And that's why I've always had a close bond with my goalie partners, is because you're the only two guys on the team, and the goalie coach too, actually, that you understand the position and kind of what goes into it. It's kind of it's an individual position in a team sport. So, you know, I always say about the goalie union. So anytime I see, you know, Juice, I would always try to get a couple questions in, ask him about his gears. Like, I love looking at your mask this year. Is unbelievable, by the way. I love it. Did you design that, or did Dave Art do it?
Yeah, that was kind of like, I really liked the one that I had last year. So I pretty much told Dave that I kind of want to stick with the same design. So we just changed a couple of things over there. But yeah, I think the last year and this year, it's going to be my favorite so far. So I think I'm going to stick with that design for a while now. I love it too.
So you're kind of like superstitious a little bit, right? Like you, the gold pads, you lit the world on fire, and then that's kind of stuck. Like, is that there to stay, or are you maybe open to change ever, or is it gold all the way?
I would superstition, but in kind of with the gear, I'm kind of what makes me feel good. And I feel like the all gold made me feel best. And then the mask that I had last year, that kind of was good. So it's like, you know how it is. Like,
oh yeah.
What makes you feel good, you kind of then stick with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you talked about Mace, the goalie partners sticking together. Obviously, you've had Pekka your entire career until now. How's David Rittich been fitting in, and have you two been getting along?
Yeah, he's awesome guy too. Really, really funny guy, and he's talking a lot, which is nice, and he keeps the mood in the locker room easy. And yeah, he's fitting well.
And then Connor Ingram, obviously he's had a couple of call-ups as well. He's been around, but what have you seen out of him?
Yeah, ever since I got to know him too a couple of years ago, I like him as well. Really, really nice guy, and obviously happy he got a couple of games already this year, and he was doing well. So yeah, I think he's proven himself in this league that he can play top level in this league for sure.
So when guys like, let's say like Ingram comes up, and you know, you guys are pretty close in age actually, but are you there, you know, offering any advice? Just because, like, I remember when I never played in the NHL, and I went up and I played with like Thomas Vokoun, and he's the same age as me, but he would, you know, he would kind of say, hey, you know, it's the same game, you know, as you're playing in Milwaukee, but the guys are better here and they're going to protect you better. And he kind of give me a little advice on what it's like nothing crazy, but like, I felt like that helped me just kind of settle my nerves a little bit when I first got there. Do you do that now that you're a leader on the team, I guess, whether, you know, you want that or not, you're the starting goaltender, one of the best goalies in the league. I don't know if you ever listen to any of the broadcasts, but I think you're one of the best goalies in the world, if not the best. But do you take on that role now, or do you just go about your business and you're just kind of there if you ask questions?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it that way. Like, so far, I'm kind of just like try to not get involved too much with all those guys. I think with Connor too, he knows his way. So, I mean, but if he ever has anything, I'm there for him, of course. But it's more from my standpoint. I try not to mess with them too much. But yeah, maybe I'll think about that, and probably like in the future. It's kind of like my role too, to do that as well.
So I want to ask both of you this question. When I knew that it was going to be you, UC, and Mace, I was like, this is perfect, because obviously coming up in February, Pekka's number is going to get retired, and that's going to be a very special night at Bridgestone Arena, as you both played with him at different points in his career. And UC, I'll start with you. Do you remember your first conversation with Pekka Rinne and what that was like?
I can't really remember first one, but I remember shaking his hand. I was pretty nervous. My hands were a bit shaky meeting one of your idols growing up. So, but yeah, it's kind of blurry for me, probably the first meeting, but so yeah, it's kind of hard to say.
Was that when you had become a member of the Predators, had gotten drafted, or was that before?
Yeah, after I got drafted, then a year later, Pekka came to the World Championships, and I was the third goalie over there. So that was when I got to know him.
Okay. What about you, Mace?
Okay, sorry, when I met...
The first conversation you remember having with Pekka?
Well, I remember the first conversation I had about Pekka. And I always tell this, and I don't know if Juice has these feelings too, but when you see a goalie play for the first time, you know, Pekka was one of those guys where I realized there's just something different about him at the time. Because back then, any of the big goaltenders, You know, J.S. Jaguar, you know, a lot of these French guys or any of the bigger guys in the league, they were blocking goaltenders. So they would just wear big, huge equipment and kind of fill up space. And they weren't that athletic. And I remember when Pekka came and I saw him on the ice, went out for a goaltending session with Mitch Korn, and I saw him move, and he was, you know, obviously, I guess, unorthodox and raw, but he was just supremely athletic. He was quick. He was just like nothing I'd ever seen at that point in my career, somebody that size. And I said to Mitch, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, this guy, he's going to be a star in this league. And you know, Mitch Juice, he's like, that's nice. He's got some work to do. And we're going to work on him and tweak some things. I'm like, no, I'm like, Mitch, I know it, you know, but I felt the same thing too. When I saw Juice at camp, I was watching on the glass. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this guy is like, he's like technically the perfect goaltender I've ever seen. Like if I went back in time and wanted to model myself of a goaltender, be the way that you play, Juice. And the same thing for Vasilevskiy. I saw him and it was the same thing. There's just certain guys that have just special characteristics. And so that was the first conversation about him, is what I said to Mitch. And then I met Pekka, and he was just wide-eyed at the time. He was young, you know, he was older for a rookie, but he was a young kid and just the most polite guy. You know, very like he's never changed in his whole career like he is now, but he's, you know, listening and nodding his head and asking questions and just, you know, the nicest guy you could ever imagine. So, you know, good. He was exactly like he is now as he was back then.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard. And by the way, in case either one of you was wondering, 16 years ago, right now, he made his NHL debut, a win against Chicago at Bridgestone Arena. It was 16 years ago tonight. So kind of funny to talk to both of you on this night when Pecorine made his NHL debut against the Chicago Blackhawks, a team that you all will be playing on Friday. So, Jussi, we started this talking about your season, but obviously the last handful of games have been really good for your club. It feels like the chemistry is starting to build and now momentum is on your side. Now, I understand going to be without some guys tomorrow because of the COVID protocols, but it has to feel pretty good to be playing the way you all are right now.
Yeah. I think every guy knows that's the way we have to play to win games. And obviously, even though we won a few in a row, we can be too satisfied because there's so many good teams like this week again we're playing against, but that's how it is for us, and just gonna plug it away day at a time. And yeah, even though we're missing some guys now, I'm sure like pretty much every guy who's coming in the lineup, it's kind of the same situation. We're all good guys. Everyone really wants to make an effort and get the wins for the team.
Do you think last year helped you guys? Like, I just feel like the guys that came up last year, and obviously on your team, you know, this year, even McCarron comes up. I know he's out right now, but I feel like, and I don't know how you feel about this, but whenever all those injuries happen, you know, prior to that, you know, everybody's saying, yeah, we want to be hard to play against, and we want to, you know, defensive details and work hard and be physical. And, you know, it's kind of like touch and go at the beginning. But once all those injuries happen, I think from then on, I feel like that's who you guys are now. And like you said, like everybody, no matter who it is, understands that's the way you have to play. It took a while to get there, but is that a good feeling for your team going into this situation, knowing that, hey, it just seems like adversity doesn't affect your team. Like no matter who's in the lineup, you guys play the same way.
Yeah, I feel that way too, that it was kind of their turning point for the whole club. And it gives kind of confidence in the future that we can do it in different situations, and even guys being up in and out of the lineup. When you're playing as a team, you still give yourself a chance to win every night. So yeah, I feel that was a turning point.
He is Jussi Saros, Predators goaltender, joining us here on Smashville Live. Chase McCabe, Chris Mason here with you. We'll come back with more with Jussi, and also Ellie Tolman going to join us at the bottom of the hour as you listen to Smashville Live, presented by New Amsterdam Vodka on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Smashville Live rolls on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're streaming on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and the Game Nashville app. It's all presented by New Amsterdam Vodka. Here on The Game, Chase McCabe, Chris Mason, UC Staros, our guests in the first half of the show. Ellie Tolvanen going to come up next. We were just talking during the break about the Stadium Series game at Nissan Stadium. Now, obviously, you remember the Winter Classic from just a couple years ago down in Dallas, but going to be cool to play a stadium game in Nashville in front of the Predators fans.
Yeah, for sure. Really special. We actually talked about that last couple of years as well with the guys, that how cool it would be to do it in Nashville, I think. So, yeah, I'm really happy they made it happen. So, really excited for that.
I think the jerseys are going to look really cool, too, with the navy and the big numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, I always liked the third jersey that Nashville used like 10 years ago, the navy one. So that's kind of nice to have navy on this one.
What about the crest, Chase? There's been a lot of controversy about the that part of the jersey.
The Smashville.
Oh my God.
I told Willie, so when it came out, Willie and I were talking about it, and I said, if at first, like when I first saw it, I'm like, that's a lot. There's a lot going on. But
yeah,
the more that I see it, and now that I've actually seen it in person, Brandon Walker showed me the jersey in person. I was like, okay, I like this. I like the guitar pick. So I think it's going to look really cool once you guys actually wear it out on the ice.
Yeah, look, it's a great color scheme, and it's growing on me a little bit. But Juice, I want to ask you about this. I don't know. Obviously, we don't know for sure about the Olympics or whatever, but is that something that, you know, going into the season, that was ever on your mind? Is, you know, this is the Olympic year. I want to start for Team Finland.
I mean, yeah, of course, I had a little bit like, I knew that if I play well, I probably have a good chance to be in the team. But at the same time, it was something that I wasn't like focusing every day, because I knew it's one of those things that when you don't like think about it too much and just work on your things every day, then it can be possible. But yeah, for sure, in the back of my head, I had a feeling that obviously would want to be in the team.
You and Tolby, did any of the guys talk about it? Like you, Tolby, Granny, or did you guys ever talk about it? Or is it, I know you, when you get in the season, you just want to focus on the season, but sometimes, you know, you talk about all that kind of stuff. Is that something that you guys ever chat about?
Yeah, a little bit. Obviously, Now, last few days, it's been a big topic with all this uncertainty. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know like what's going to happen now, but I guess we got to wait and see.
Yeah, I know one thing. Like Pekka had such bad luck with the Olympics. Like the first year that he was going to probably go, he hurt his hip, and then the players didn't go, and there were all these different things. We cannot have this happen to you. You see, like you deserve this opportunity.
Yeah. That's kind of how it is with being it every 4 years. It's if you get a couple unlucky, lucky years, something crazy like that happens, you might not be able to go. So, but yeah, you can't really control those things. But yeah, it would be for sure nice to go.
So, go ahead, Mace.
Oh, sorry. No, I was going to get away from hockey for a second, but you're welcome.
I was going to ask about mustaches, so you go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I want to get to that one too, but Juice, I was going to ask you too. Like I always, you know, we travel with you guys. I don't look back too much, but I see, you know, that some guys play cards or whatever, and just wondering what do you do on the plane? What do you do in the room? Are you a shows guy? Do you guys play video games, cards? Like what's your flavor?
I'm always sitting with Tolvi, and well, some flights, usually I'm watching TV shows or movies, but with Tolvi, sometimes we can go to flights just chatting and stuff like that. So it's huge to have a guy like that, like mentally, you can pretty much talk about with everything. So yeah, I usually watch shows, then sometimes we nap, then I have a book with me, but I'm not a big reader, but I try to mix in a few pages every now and then just to So I have a little bit something else than just watch the screen.
Helps you put you to sleep. I start reading and all of a sudden my eyes start getting, all right, there you go. Hold on, put on the hat and I'm out like a light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about, because I was actually talking to Chase this afternoon. Yeah. And about Tolby's shot, like he's one of those guys too. I remember when Phil came in the league, that was my last year. He came in as a rookie and he's got such a different release point. Like he'll release it way out in front, you know, from way back. Like he always changes it. So I had a real hard time, you know, picking his shot up until you see it a bunch of times. And Tolby seems like one of those guys that, you know, last year, this year, I know it hasn't went quite the same way it's starting to go now. But he seems like one of those guys that like goalies see his shot coming and they can't react to it. Like they just, it's different than, you know, than anybody else. Is that, I know you see it all the time in practice. What makes his shot so good?
Yeah, it's like you said, it's that unpredictable with the release and might pull it in just a little bit. So you think you're square to the puck and then makes that little move. And then if you don't move with it, then there's like spaces open up and then when the shot actually like comes hard at shoot too, so it obviously makes it harder. And I feel like it's nowadays all the young kids like think it's a skill that like a lot of kids they get taught on nowadays. So if you look like Tomasino, like his goal against Rangers, like when he kind of shoots the same way. So yeah, I think it's kind of becoming the norm, but and it makes it harder for us goalies for sure.
Yeah, May said he wants to practice with you guys so he can see Tolvi's shot head on. Do you think he could still make some stops?
Yeah, he could like one knee up and flash the leather.
I never did a knee up. I would just like, that's why I always love watching you. Your edges are so good. I see some of these plays where like last game against the Rangers, there's all these like deflections off your own defenseman. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I would have been in the corner. I would have sold out. I'd have been like, I wouldn't have been able to stop, but I've been like diving back like this to try to get the puck. But it's crazy. But again, like that position's evolved so much, but I don't know. You saw me chaser too. I was dead after practice, but I just love to see like when I skated with the guys, it's a reminder of how good these guys are and how like accurate, like if you give this much space up here, they hit that. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. Like you think you have everything covered. You made a save the other night, actually. I don't know if it was Kreider, but it was on the left side and you're up against and like whatever, I don't know if you guys call it the reverse VH. And then he had this spot and then you went over like this and you got it with your head. Like that's the only way that you can save that puck.
Yeah. It feels that way. Like if you're just a little bit sloppy or you give that one vulnerable spot that, you know, that it's a small chance that it feels like they hit it every time. And well, that's why they play in the league too.
Pretty good.
You talk about just flashing the leather like that. You know, I've seen you a couple of times, you know, when you do that early in a game, and it reminds me of Pekka or really, you know, any goalie when you're locked in, of you see that happen, you know, it's going to be a long night for anybody trying to score. Do you have those moments where you just feel like, hey, I'm locked in, this is going to be a good night, I got this?
Yeah, it kind of like, especially those games, if you get like, number of shots in within like 1 minute and you make few good saves in one save, then you're kind of like, okay, I'm feeling it now. And but yeah, of course every game is so different, so at the same time you gotta keep your head kind of steady too, because then sometimes there's been those situations, okay, I'm not gonna get scored on, and then also like they find a way. So you kind of learn that way too, that never too high, never too low. It comes within the games.
And Chaser, I'll tell you one thing, like I love about Juice and Pex is the same way. And I was the same way as when I played too, is like, there's goalies that when they make a save, like if they catch it down here, they'll bring like the hand way up here and they'll make the save look like way better than it was. But that the thing that impresses me the most about like Juice and, you know, guys like him and Pex and all that, and is they'll make save, they make it look easy, but they don't show off the save. Like it's like guys will make, and then the guys that show off get on the highlight reels and all that. Yeah. But Juice, he just makes a save and he's done with it. He's like, no big deal. You know, it's, but you know, sometimes I'm like, cause you made a couple saves in the last like couple weeks that I'm like, oh my God, that should be on the highlight reel. It is, but it's, you know what I'm talking about, Juice. Those guys that like, they're a little too acrobatic or a little too much flair after the save. I used to like it when I was a kid, but I just didn't like it when I played.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess everybody has their style and I feel like the kind of low profile is kind of more my nature. So I'll keep it that way, but yeah, I always love to watch like Mark Hardy Fleury with the yellow pads and doing the splits and like,
oh yeah,
flash it once, but yeah.
Carey Price does it too. He'll catch it like, oh yeah. He'll go like that. It's like the windmill. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Well, you see, we appreciate the time with you tonight and best of luck tomorrow against Colorado. I hear Mace is going to be the goaltending coach, so we'll see. Just kidding. But appreciate it, and we hope to see you at the rink soon.
Yeah, thanks again. That was awesome.
Thanks, awesome. Juice.
UC Saros, Predators goaltender. Stick around. Eli Tolvanen coming up next here on Smashville Live, presented by New Amsterdam Vodka on ESPN. 125 The Game. That's right. It is Smashville Live, presented by New Amsterdam Vodka here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're streaming on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. Chase McCabe, Chris Mason are with you. Appreciate UC Saros for joining us for the first half of the show. And now we say hello to Eli Tolvanen, who is joining us now for the second half. Eli, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. It's good to see you. I know last few days have been a little bit crazy with all the COVID protocols and things like that. With so much momentum that your team has, winning five in a row, how difficult has it been to not play last night, not to practice, just to kind of take a little bit of a breather? Is that a good thing, or do you hate kind of stopping that momentum?
No, yeah, I think we're playing really well before that COVID outbreak, but felt like it's actually a good timing too. Like we had a bunch of games. I think like the most guys are retired already. So I think we got a couple days rest. That's always a good thing between middle of the season. But of course you want to play when you're in a hot streak. Like we had a good road trip on New York, but I mean, rest is always good. So hopefully we can use that tomorrow, that we're rested a couple days and be ready to play.
And you yourself had a good road trip. It started before that, but I just started calling you Eli Tippinen because you had those three tip goals in a row. And but that must have felt good because, you know, you must get sick of answering questions. But, you know, to that point, and this is the one thing I love about your coaches is John Hines in particular and Dan Hynot, who I'm good friends with. But, you know, they say that your expectation, if you're a Nashville Predator now, is you guys have a certain way that you have to play. You have to play hard. You have to be physical, details in the game defensively. And John Hines, all the reporters that ask him, you know, Ellie's got a score and this and that. And he said, know what? He's making my decision easy because he's playing the game the right way and it's going to happen. We say that on the broadcast, you're, you know, up there and leading the team in shots. And now, you know, it looks like obviously you scored four in a row, which is crazy. How does that make you feel to have like the trust of the coaching staff and, you know, now you start getting rewarded for all your hard work?
Yeah, it feels good. But yeah, you know, it was a little frustrating time to time that you're not scoring. You get a lot of chances, a lot of shots during the games. But I feel like I never played such a good, like complete hockey in my career so far. But I feel like that's nice to get those key face-offs in D zone and like the minutes that I've never played in D zone before. So I just knew that if I just keep going and doing my thing and playing the same way I was before, that the goals will come. And it was nice to get a couple tip goals. I never scored those. No, I never going to the net, but I mean, it's nice to goal different ways too. Like it's not only shooting the puck, but just getting the different kind of goals too. And I mean, I think that was just a, getting the bounces in.
When you were going through that where you hadn't scored, you scored in the first game, was there anybody that talk to you that you talk to one of your teammates to kind of keep you encouraged, or is it just like, hey, just let him work and it'll happen?
Yeah, there's, you know, everybody's always just like keep shooting and it will go in. But personally, I wasn't really worried about that because I knew like when I'm just going to get the chance and when the first is going to go in, like I said before, it's going to be the snowball effect. But I felt like if I just kept going, playing the same way, I was creating chances, our line was creating chances. So it's a matter of time that it goes in. And I wasn't putting a lot of pressure on myself about scoring because I was doing good things like forechecking and all those things that hasn't been big on my game before.
Is that one of the things in the NHL that maybe was, you know, for a young guy coming in, everybody forgets you're still only 22 years old, which is crazy. But, you know, when you come to the NHL, it's like you have to be able to defend. Like that's the coaches need. Like you say, you play in the defensive zone now and you're sneaky tough. I don't know if you've always been that physical, but, you know, you go and run guys and you hit guys. And is that something when you came to the NHL, you're like, oh, my God, now I got to get work on the defensive side of my game. And I know you went down to Milwaukee and you could have went back, you know, to the KHL and made a bunch more money, but you wanted to stay in Milwaukee because you wanted to play in the National Hockey League. Obviously, you know, you do what it takes to get to the next level. Was that like an eye opener? Are you glad? Like, you know, you're learning things, you're scoring in different ways. Is the NHL what you thought it would be?
Yeah. To be honest, I feel like I thought I learned a lot about defense in Milwaukee, but then I noticed last year when I got called up and played most of the season here that I wasn't even close to the details that you have to have in NHL that on defensively. But I feel like it was it was kind of eye opening too for myself that, you know, I was always thinking that I was decent defensively, but then, you know, everybody there's a no matter what, NHL is the best league in the world. So you have to be good defensively as an offensively. But I feel like right now I'm more comfortable going on the ice that I don't have to worry about getting when we're in D zone and I can just focus on my game. And like you said, I had a chance to go back to Europe a couple of years back, but I feel like I would take a step back to going back there because it's a different ice surface. It's a way bigger there. And, it's not as physical there. So I think that was a good choice for me to stay in Milwaukee, spend 2 years there. And now I think it's paying off really well.
How much, you know, something that John Hines has said when he's been on with us before is that, you know, the system with Carl Taylor's system in Milwaukee, obviously very similar to what you run up here. And there's, you know, when you guys, you know, come back and forth, there's a lot of symmetry there. Did you notice that kind of some of the things that you did there, it was easier for you once you got the call up?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it's the same game there. The coaching staff are doing a really good job down there. That the little details that you have to have in when you play in Nashville, that they make sure that you know that in Milwaukee too. And I feel like the game system is the same than in Nashville. So it's easier when you get called up. You just come up and play your game and that's it.
We talked to Juice. Obviously, I know you're probably heading over there for dinner after. You checked the oven in the breaks or whatever. He went and checked the meal there, and he said, "Oh, actually, Ellie's coming over. You guys, girls are in Boston right now." But what you play in the Olympics? So that's kind of a big topic right now. I don't know if it's going to happen. I hope it does for your guys' sake. Is that something that you know you think about? You've experienced that already. You obviously had an amazing Olympics when you played over there. Is that anything that's a focus of yours during the season or just something, you know, you want to do, play the game and see if it happens?
Yeah, it's pretty much right now just to play as good as I can. Finland's going to have a really good team. There's a lot of young forwards in NHL and the key roles and in different teams. And it's going to be a really good team this year. And if the NHL players are going to Olympics, but it's something that it was a really nice experience when I was in the last Olympics, but of course, it would be nice to experience it with all the best players too. Like it was nice, but you know, like it wasn't the same feeling playing in Olympics, playing against the KHL players and like the European League players. So it was a little different, but for sure right now, I just try to do my best and hopefully that's enough to make the team.
and I got to ask you, sorry, Chase, so I'll just follow this up. Obviously, I think I love Juice. I think he should be, he's probably the best Finnish goaltender, if not the best goaltender in the world right now. Is he the guy? You think he's going to be the starting goaltender? And then tell me how your goal scorer, you know, all the little weaknesses, you hit all the little spots. How good is Juice compared to some of the guys that you've seen or shot against or played with?
Oh, he's going to be the number one for Finland for sure. No doubt. You know what? We actually skated together, me, Granny, and Juice during the summers and a bunch of other NHL players. But we probably did 100 breakaways or on those during the summer. I probably scored once. he's just so good. He's so small. It looks like on the net, but he's so fast. I don't know what's going on, but you feel like there's so much room, but he can move so well, so it's so hard to score on him. And he's just so quick and so calm on the net. So it's crazy.
Awesome.
He's Elli Tolvanen, Predators forward, joining us here on Smashville Live. We'll step away for a second, come back with more here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Smashville Live, presented by New Amsterdam Vodka, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe, Chris Mason, Elli Tolvanen hanging out with you on a Wednesday night as the Predators will take on the Colorado Avalanche tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena. So we were talking about you and scoring some goals. The thing that I've noticed, and I don't like to compare like one team to like, you know, from a few years ago, but one thing that I do remember about this group when they made the run of the Stanley Cup final is you were, you know, you had one guy get hot and he'd score for a few games, and then you had another guy get hot, and it was all that just kind of spreading the wealth. I'm starting to see that now. Dutchie obviously had a really good start to the season. Phil's come back from injury and played well, and now yourself. So it's kind of like night in, night out. You know that somebody is going to be able to carry the water for your team.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like all four lines are playing really good hockey lately. Like you said, it's not only the one line that's scoring. It's been the Phil and Granny and Dachi are doing a really good job too. And then our line got some luck on the road trip. And then of course the training had a couple of big goals, big fights, and it's always some new faces scoring. So it's nice to see that it's going through the lineup and everybody's getting involved.
Then you have Janot that he's either going to score a goal or run you over. So
yeah, that's true.
What's Trennan like? Like I got a chance to, I thought you guys were walking out to the bus and we timed it. So we're talking to Trennan. That was the game that he fought Chara again. And he was kind of laughing about it. You know, he was going to the bench. He's all bloodied up and he was kind of, you know, smiling on the way to the bench. It almost just seems like he loves it. Like he's like the international man of mystery, right? Like what's he like as a person? He's hilarious to me. I can't figure him out.
Yeah. He's a great guy. It's actually funny. He's playing the soccer with us and he's always yelling at Eki and everybody else. And it's just funny because I feel like a couple of years back when I played with him in Milwaukee, he was so shy and didn't talk to anyone. And when you get to know him, he's low key. He's so funny. And you know, when he goes on the ice and you don't want to play against him because he's a big boy, he can hit, he can fight, he can score goals. So he can do it all. And it's fun that we have that kind of young guys on our team. Like I like Trenny.
Is that what your team's like? I feel like this year, and you've been, you know, part of the organization for a long time and then part of the Preds here for a while. Like you saw last season, you know, the beginning, you know, just, a tale of two seasons. The first part and the second half. Since the second half, I remember when you guys have played Dallas, St. Louis, you know, some of the more physical teams back in the day, you guys couldn't really hang. I just feel like they had the edge. Now, no matter who you guys play, they never have the upper hand. You guys are always the one dictating. Dallas doesn't mess around. St. Louis doesn't mess around. Boston didn't mess around. You go, you play the Islanders. Is that your guys' mentality? Because you just seem like nobody can mess with you guys.
Yeah, I think it's just the identity we have right now. It's that everybody plays hard, plays physical. And then, we have those tough guys there back it up too. Like, we have a lot of fights this year. I mean, I feel like last year we have a single fight, and this year we have one or two a night. And it's good stuff, and I like playing on that kind of teams that that we play physical, and then if somebody does something to us and there's guys stepping up and fighting, it was actually funny to see Granny's first fight in New Jersey. You'd never seen that before. And it doesn't matter who's on the lineup, and there's guys playing tough and stepping up.
Have you always been physical? Like I noticed last year, which to me, I watch your game. You finally became a regular in the lineup every single night. And I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, Tolby's out there like crushing guys. Like, and Hines would always say, he's like, he's sneaky tough. He'll go and he finishes all his checks. Has that always been part of your game, or is that something that you put into your game when you came to the NHL?
Yeah, it was part of my game when I grew up. Then I kind of lost it a little bit when I played in USHL. It was more that just scoring goals and being the offensive side of the game. But I feel like not in Milwaukee too. Like I wasn't that physical. But then coming to Nashville, and it just, you have to make an impact and every night. And if you're not scoring, you have to do something out there. And I felt like that was the easiest thing. Just go there and try to be physical and hit and be on good forecheck. I feel like that's paying off, and it's something that I've done before, but then it's nice to bring it back.
So did you guys say anything to Granlund when he came to the bench after that fight?
Yeah, everybody was fired up, and it was actually a lot of laughing. I don't think they landed each one a single punch, but it was a nice wrestling match.
Yeah, it was a good wrestling match. Is he Juice was saying you guys skate in the summer, you and Granlund and Juice, and you said that too, but is it help you when you come to a team and there's Finnish guys? Last year you had Pekka, Juice, Granny. I know what it's like because I played in Europe, and I didn't really know what that was like until I went over there. And, you know, it just, I feel like it just helps you get adapted to North America or whatever. For me, for Europe, when you just have some countrymen to be a part of it. But Granlund seems like, a great guy, and obviously such a hard worker, good example. Pekka, Juice, the same thing. Does that help you a lot when you're coming over here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's always nice that on a locker room when you have a tough day or something, you can talk to a little Finnish. And during the road, me and Juice hang out a lot. We go dinners every night together. And then Granny, like, we have a lot of Finnish dinners back home too. Like when we got back to Nashville, and our girls and Granny's kids, they're doing a lot of stuff together. So it's nice for everybody that there's a couple of Finnish guys around. And the example that Granny's doing on and off the ice, I feel like he was kind of the idol for me too. Like, he's a couple years older than me, and he was a big name in Finland, and I always looked up to him when he was playing in Minnesota. And now being on the same team and seeing every day that what he does off the on and off the ice, so it's something that I admires a lot.
Okay, so we gotta bring this up. You and UC had the mustache contest. He kept his, and I mean, it's pretty legit. It may not be Phil, legit yet, but it's pretty legit. So did you just decide like, hey, let him have it? Let's just let him do that.
Yeah. I mean, it got to the point that we were in the summer where I saw him in Finland and he still had the mustache juice. And I was like, I can't do it anymore. Like it was getting so greasy and ugly. And I just told him that I'm done, and he's still rocking it and it looks good on him. Yeah, I felt like my mustache wasn't that pretty, so I had to shave it.
I respected it.
Yeah, maybe it's coming back someday.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. It was great.
Be careful. They'll put it in the video game like they did with Phil's. I got the video game, and I was like, they put the mustache on Phil.
Did they really?
Yeah. That's me.
Oh, my God. I hope so.
Yeah, well, Ellie, we appreciate the time tonight. I know everything with the COVID stuff has not been fun, but I know you guys will rally tomorrow and take on Colorado, but we appreciate it, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you. Ellie Tolvanen. For Chris Mason, I am Chase McCabe. Thanks to everybody. Smashville Live presented by New Amsterdam Vodka. Stick around. Penalty Box Radio is next.